High Plains Mental Health shared good news with the Ellis County Commission at their meeting this week. Hayes Post reporter Jonathan Zweigert recaps that meeting with County Commission Chair Butch Schleyer on this episode of the Post podcast.
A couple of the first things that I thought we might talk a little bit about is just kind of two different presentations from yesterday to kind of start out the meeting. And one of those was Walt Hill. He's executive director with High Plains Mental Health, and they gave their annual reports, their updates. I know they come back before the commission in a couple of months to kind of give another update. They give updates every few months, but I didn't know if there was anything that kind of stood out from you. Kind of talked a little bit about some grants and some different programs.
Right. They applied for and were granted two grants that will allow them to become certified community behavioral health centers, and that's going to be quite a process as they get certified and have to maintain that certification. It involves a lot more staff, a lot more outreach, and so they're finding their challenges with that. But I'm sure it'll work out good for High Plains.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about that before, and they've kind of updated the commission on some of the things that are going on there. I know one of the kind of sticking points dealing with High Plains Mental Health has been KVC and some of the issues with Larned as well. He kind of briefly talked about those.
Right, he did touch on that. He said Larned is a 90-bed facility. They only operate at 65 beds. There's like a 60-hour waiting period for people who need to get into Larned. And when we talk about the KVC, that's pediatric, psychiatric beds in the state, and we just don't have access to them out here in western Kansas. It's creating quite a dilemma right now.
And, you know, you think about it, they work with the county through High Plains Mental Health as the kind of official mental health group that the county works with, but he also talked about, and you just mentioned, I mean, we don't have the infrastructure to deal with that currently in the county and in western Kansas. And so a lot of that falls back on the county resources and everything that kind of just trickles down.
It does. And oftentimes that responsibility falls back into emergency rooms and also sheriff's departments. So it's a lot to try to deal with sometimes.
And I wonder how, as a county commissioner, how do you think that the county can kind of help with that? I mean, is there any role that the county plays?
Well, we're supportive of High Plains Mental Health, sure. and we do allocate them funds every year. So we do plan on continuing that. And, of course, I'm on the board of the High Plains Mental Health, and we do have an alternate board member for me, too, in case I can't make it. So, but we do have a voice on the board, and we support them financially, too.
Sure, and I knew that you were on the board, so I thought it'd be a good idea to kind of get your perspective for that. And we'll talk about some of the things that they'll talk about next time as well. Also, Doug Williams, who joins us regularly here on the morning show, he had another presentation before the commission last night. And again, you know, talking about just the housing market, how tight it is, and the difficulties that they're dealing with trying to help the community grow, but there's a lot going on with Grow Hayes.
There is. In fact, it was a very impressive report Doug handed us when you look at the housing developments, the Wheatland districts, they're trying to grow and get development there, and we got this travel plaza they're looking at trying to get started again, there's a senior center, community center north of the hospital. They got a good foundation to start on that now and get it running. Some housing development over in Ellis. They got a lot of things going. Housing is a big issue in Hayes. But when you start looking at economic development, we're really hamstrung by our workforce and also the water situation. It's just not good.
Yeah, and that was one of the questions you had last night.
Yes. I've been told by the city commission that the judge has the paper on his desk. He needs to sign it. And that's been more than a year ago. And I was reflecting on this last night. When we started this water situation, when we bought the ranch in Edwards County, I was a young man. I turned 71 this week. So it's been a long time. I'm skeptical at this point.
And what role, is there a role for the county commission in that?
I don't believe so. We just support the issue.
We support it.
But there's not really a role, nothing we can really do about it.
And I would imagine seeing that, it's kind of got to be frustrating from your seat.
Oh, absolutely.
And when it was funny because Doug kind of teed up Lisa Reed, the appraiser who came before the commission yesterday and gave a report. And she wanted to come to before the commission because the evaluations are headed to people's mailboxes today. And I think there's going to be some people that are maybe a little bit surprised.
The mail does go out today. And Lisa says you can expect 15% increase. And in some areas of the county, it's going to be higher than that, up to 20, even 25%. And that all has to do with the supply and demand of houses. They did reference the fact that just a week or so ago, there were only 9 houses on the market for sale. And with the cost of new houses, it has just made the market really go up. In addition to that, as I turned on my news last night and was watching it, Wichita was reporting the same thing Lisa was talking about, that the cost of housing and the taxes and so, yeah, it's gonna make a lot of commotion and phone calls for the appraisal department.
Yeah, and I know she said last night one of the things that her office is charged with doing is kind of educating people because their valuations have to be within a percentile of how much a home is sold. And because the housing prices have been so much above market, they have to adjust. And that's pretty much that's a very simplistic way of explaining what she talked about last night. But the fact of the matter is home prices are so much higher than what they were appraised at. You have to kind of make that change.
Right. And as we see these values go up, we're going to see an increase in property taxes. And that's something people have to give thoughtful consideration to as they look at voting for a school bond issue here in just 2 months. It's going to impact everyone.
Sure, yeah, it does. You're right. It has an impact on every level of decision making.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the things, was there anything else that stuck out from her presentation yesterday? I know she talked a little bit about the commercial values, property values, and ag values, but kind of the headline was the housing.
Yeah, the real estate values, yeah.
Yeah, and I know so. And she said, if you have any questions, contact them. You've got a little bit of time to have a request for a hearing before the before those are kind of finalized. So contact the appraiser's office for that. And then there were just a couple of other things, replacing a brush truck for the rural fire department, dealing with some issues there, and they had to get a new truck.
We had a truck go bad on us, and what they decided to do is just get the chassis. And then we're going to remove all the components from the old truck, put them on the new truck, and hopefully we can get that accomplished here within the next 6 to 8 months.
And Lyle Pantel, he presented this working with Assistant Fire, obviously. And you might talk a little bit about how it's paid for, because he talked about this was budgeted for a couple of years from now, but they do have the funds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They keep good funds because of issues like this. Very good with strategic planning as they look at their capital equipment needs. And then again, the fire department, the rural fire department, it's funded with its own mills. So it's not included in the general fund. And if they can keep the money in those reserves in their fund, why, it's not too hard to get what they need.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point that maybe I'm not sure a whole lot of people maybe realize or understand that, you know, they have their whole different, because it's different mills within the different areas of the county, and so they have to budget their capital funds differently to be able to pay for, you know, a new truck that's going to cost $59,000 or so dollars.
Right, you know, people don't really understand either when you're out here running around in the pastures, it's hard on the vehicles. Yeah. There's a lot of equipment gets damaged and torn up.
And I know that you mentioned that they're going to buy the chassis and then have all the equipment switched from the other truck. But as we talk about difficult in getting vehicles, I mean, you're out 6 months, I think.
Six months to get the vehicle, yes.
So I know they've been working to try and keep that vehicle running. And I know that, unfortunately, you know, it's can't keep it running. So they've had to make do without. And then the only other thing from yesterday from the agenda anyway was a letter of support through DSNWK. This is for grants that they're applying for.
Right. And that's pretty standard. Every year we sign letters of support so they can get additional. This was for tax credits, I believe, and you know, we're happy to work with them. They provide a very valuable service to Ellis County, and like I say, we're just glad we can support them and work with them.
And that kind of recaps the meeting from yesterday. It's kind of a quick rundown. There wasn't a whole lot of kind of headline stuff, but lots of stuff going on throughout the county.
Yeah, it was an interesting meeting. So, we just go forth and see what happens.